Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Donald Trump and former Fox News host turned Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth just addressed the military overseas in East Asia on the USS George Washington carrier. And it was so awkward. During Pete Hegseth's speech, everybody was silent. There was a lot of low energy. During Trump's speech, at least there was crowd reaction, but it wasn't really that positive. Trump was trying to convince everybody that inflation is gone. Not that inflation is down a little bit to favorable rates, but that inflation is just gone. Donald Trump then tries to say he wish he had their jobs, the jobs of the troops, implying that it was so much easier. Let's just start off with Pete Hegseth's opening. I mean, all of the clips on Twitter are just so disastrously awkward that I decided to pull up the full speech. And we can jump to anywhere in this speech, and everyone is just like silent.
Shipping lanes, when you just give away shipping lanes to pirates, that creates problems. He showed up and said, no more. Or Iran's pursuit of a nuclear bomb, and he said, how about we send B-2s, 37 hours, over to take care of that.
He rambles. I can go a few minutes later.
I look at you as a fellow American who bleeds red. Our strength is not our diversity. Our strength is our common purpose. Our strength is our unity.
Well, there's unity in diversity. And in diversity, we become a more unified nation. These two things go hand in hand. I skipped to a random part in the speech, and he's just shitting on the idea of diversity. Dude, you've got a diverse audience behind you, and the fact that, you know, we're unified despite our differences is what makes America beautiful. We can see our similarities. Okay, so Pete Hegseth's opening was disastrous, but Donald Trump's speech didn't get much better. Inflation has been defeated, he declares. Inflation has been defeated.
Because we're doing so well. Inflation has been defeated, and workers' wages are rising at the fastest pace in 60 years, and that includes your wages. They're rising in the fastest pace. The workers, I'm not talking about the rich people. Rich people, everyone's doing well. Everyone in our country is now doing well. My first term, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. We had an economy like nobody has seen before. Now we're doing it again, but this time, actually, it's going to be much bigger, much stronger. I told you $17 trillion, but it's going to be $20, $21 trillion. And that's numbers that have never been heard of before, much bigger than any other country in the world by literally $15, $16 trillion.
All right, a few things. None of this is true. Since Donald Trump's taken office, unemployment is up, especially for more vulnerable communities like young Americans, who are hit especially hard by a weakening job market. Black Americans are also hit uniquely hard when the job market begins to soften or weaken. And that is what we are seeing on a daily basis. Unemployment is rising for all Americans. Prices have gone up. Inflation has increased since Donald Trump took office. If he's going to say that we're in a golden age now or that everything is amazing now, that means it was also amazing a year ago under Biden when inflation was just a bit lower. But number three, consumer sentiment is down. This article says consumer confidence hit 6-month low in October of 2025. Consumer sentiment is down because, I mean, as much as Donald Trump can say, quote, inflation has been defeated, people still feel the prices. Tariffs are still hurting a lot of small businesses. And when small businesses are squeezed and large businesses alike, they increase the prices, or at least they use this as an excuse to increase the prices, which we've seen time and time again. Gavin Newsom responded to this clip personally. He said, inflation is not going down. Inflation ticked up 3% in September, the U.S. belatedly reports. Food banks brace for overwhelming demand as SNAP cutoff looms, and healthcare premiums are about to go up. It's not a pretty picture. It's so not pretty that Donald Trump had to fire the BLS commissioner a few months back, and the numbers came out worse. And then we haven't actually gotten most updates on inflation and unemployment, I believe, in 2 or 3 months due to the government shutdown and due to them delaying the data releases. So we actually are in the dark on a lot of this. Donald Trump then says grocery prices are way down. He doesn't understand. Like, the flex here would be that inflation is down to the optimal level, which was, what, 2%? There needs to be a healthy level of inflation. This idea that inflation is gone and prices are going down is not true whatsoever.
Very important. After years of crippling inflation, Back home, we had the worst inflation in the history of our country. Energy costs are down. You know, energy costs are way down. Gasoline prices are way down. Grocery prices are way down. We have a little problem with beef. We're going to get that down very quickly, but the prices are way down. Mortgage rates are down despite having an incompetent head of the Fed. I call him too late. He's always too late. He's too late in lowering interest rates. I call him Jerome Too Late Powell. But despite having a totally grossly incompetent guy, we have,
By the way, this is not normal. Donald Trump or the president, any president going in front of the military and attacking his political opponents with nicknames or saying that Democrats are gnats that shouldn't exist, like he said at his last military speech, none of this is normal. It's become normalized because Americans are desensitized to it. But on this show, I refuse to allow the normalization of the president sitting there talking about our Fed chair, who doesn't even make decisions unilaterally. The Federal Reserve is run by a board of people. Like, isn't it like a dozen people or something like that? He just attacks Jerome Powell for political expedience or convenience or whatever. And it's so disgusting that he's doing that in front of the military, poisoning the well, trying to make them not like the military. He then says, I'd love to have your job to the military.
Thank you very much. A big hello. This is a special group of patriots, champions, winners. You are winners. Oh, I'd love to have your job.
They're stationed at a base near Japan in East Asia, and Donald Trump is talking about how he'd love to have their job. In this clip, he gets confused explaining water to the Navy. This is taking place during his tour of East Asia, again, at the USS George Washington Naval Base.
You know, I hope it's going to be okay, but I like steam. We're going to go back to steam. They change just for the sake of changing. I said to the architect, have you ever designed a ship before? You know, he only did the biggest ship in the world, right? The Ford. But we're going to go back. Okay, now let me ask you the second question. Hydraulic for your elevators or magnets? You know, the new thing is magnets. So instead of using hydraulic, you can be hit by lightning and it's fine. You take a little glass of water and you drop it on magnets. I don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, the elevators come up in the new carriers. I think I'm going to change it, by the way. They have magnets, not... Every tractor has hydraulic. Every excavator, every excavating machine, if any kind.
Dude, how come our president can't stop himself from going on deranged schizophrenic rants no matter where he is? Whether he's in front of the military or doing a small town hall, this guy is constantly, inevitably, he will pull out some random old man rant where he thinks he knows what he's talking about. People in the crowd are visibly confused by this, by the way. They're like, what? I mean, man, they thought Biden was bad. This clip should be spread relentlessly everywhere. They thought Biden was bad. They played a 20-second clip of him tripping over and over. And now Republicans want to blind themselves to these clips right here. We have to push back. We have to control the narrative. If you appreciate what we do on this channel, double check to make sure you're subscribed because we are going to continue to push. We have some more shows coming out. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.